Hey, it's Mr. Freaky. I've been getting into SCPs a lot more lately, and I've noticed that a lot of them are just really weird and kind of hilarious. For anyone who's new to SCP, it's basically a facility that houses these X-Men-type monsters and creatures with all kinds of powers and stuff. So I figured I'd put together some of the strangest ones I've found for your viewing pleasure. SCP-247, a harmless cat. SCP-247 is a Bengal tiger, which to all observers appears to be a harmless cat with an orange and black striped coat resembling that of a tiger. Remote feeds and still photos also show this illusion, although it is unknown whether the photo itself is affected or merely the observer. SCP-247's true nature has been confirmed by analysis of weight, water displacement, and dental molds made from bite marks. One of the funniest and just most messed up things about it is that it'll begin to purr or meow when approached by a human, and the human will pretty much always remark that the cat is adorable and try to pet it. Then SCP-247 will accept the affection from the person for a while, about 7 minutes, before just completely disemboweling and devouring them. Yeah, pretty messed up. SCP-426, or otherwise known as I Am a Toaster. SCP-426 is a toaster that makes you refer to it as though you were the toaster. This happens no matter in what way you try to refer to it. Additionally, if you spend too much time near it, you'll start to believe you are a toaster and do things like trying to plug yourself in or stuff yourself completely with bread. I do that already and I haven't even seen the thing. It's also impossible to describe it in the third person if you've encountered it. That's why the SCP Wiki article is written completely from the first person, as if the writer was the toaster themselves. If you ask me, there could be worse appliances to be. I think life would be pretty hectic as a blender. SCP-1247, LaBeouf Viewer. This one is just really ridiculous, and I had to include it. It's a 37-year-old human male, and is biologically normal on almost all accounts. However, testing has revealed that there's some atypical brain activity in his head. The primary anomaly with this SCP, though, is only observable to the SCP itself, and what it does is essentially observe any live or dead animal, or even a part of an animal, as the American film and television actor Shia LaBeouf. This perceptual effect extends to all of SCP-1247's senses, regardless of the actual size or shape of the animal. This SCP perceives them as a life-sized instance of Shia LaBeouf. It reminds me of that one skit where Shia LaBeouf is watching that theatrical performance where they're just singing about him as a cannibal and stuff. That thing was amazing. SCP-1756, also known as At the Movies. This is a DVD player with anomalous properties that manifest when it's powered on and connected to a television. When you put a disc in the tray instead of playing the video or audio content, the television will display a recording appearing to be a segment from American television program Siskel and Ebert at the Movies. In all documented cases, the recording resembles the format of the original television show, where Chicago-based film critics Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert discuss and debate movies currently in theatrical release. This one was just so obscure. I mean, like, Siskel and Ebert, that'd be interesting. Then there's SCP-1437. A hole to another place. This one's not really that funny, but pretty cool, and just definitely weird. It's apparently an endless hole, measuring 3x3 meters at the opening, and located in an undisclosed desert. Attempts to dig into SCP-1437 have been unsuccessful, because they always just encounter solid rock when trying to dig into the side of it. It appears to be an access point to an as-of-yet unknown number of parallel universes, and objects have been known to periodically emerge from the hole at great speeds. A few objects that have come out are a U.S. quarter, which is the first thing, large quantities of dirt and rocks, which are believed to be an attempt by a parallel containment team to fill their corresponding hole, a map of North America written in Spanish, a photograph of a skyline believed to be a radically altered version of New York's skyline, and several discs made from solid gold. With these discs was also a sheet of paper reading, "Please send rain." I'm curious why someone hasn't just jumped down and seen what happened. Then lastly, there's SCP-2598, the Moth Salesman. The Moth Salesman is a large yellow underwing moth wearing a small helmet. Apart from this and its behavior, There are no other anomalous characteristics about it. This is just really funny to visualize. It's able to communicate with humans by colliding with their heads in a pattern consistent with American Morse code. While SCP-2598 is apparently able to hear and understand English, it is only able to communicate a return message in this manner. Despite having been offered specially designed automatic translation pads with which it could collide, the entity has thus far seemed either unable or unwilling to use the device. I think the funniest thing about it, though, is that it's basically a door-to-door salesman. So during the conversation, no matter what you talk about with it, it'll invariably attempt to redirect the conversation towards a sales pitch, specifically for a helmet designed for moths. I don't know why, but that reminds me of a Ren and Stimpy episode. The rubber nipples one? God, that was good. Alright, that's it. I know this is a little different than my normal videos, but if you guys enjoyed this, I could dig more into the SCP universe and find some other fun stuff. Remember to like this video, leave a comment, and subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. Also, make sure that you turn on notifications so you can see everything I put out. Have a horrific evening, everyone, and remember...